USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
As the wearing mask versus not wearing a mask debate continues across the country, White House Press Secretary Kayleigh McEnany says President Trump has always been consistent regarding masks during the ongoing coronavirus pandemic.
The president's always been consistent on this, that masks, according to the CDC, are recommended but not required. He has said that he would wear one in the case he couldn't appropriately socially distance.
Former Vice President Joe Biden is unveiling a plan aimed at helping working families.
This is about easing the squeeze on working families who are raising their kids and caring for aged loved ones at the same time.
Speaking from a school in his home state of Delaware, Biden says his proposal would cover child care, elder care, and care for those with disabilities. The former vice president did not take any questions. You're listening to USA Radio News.
This is good news, maybe exactly when you need it to. Right now, MediShare is waiving their new member fees. This could save you money on top of all that you'll save each month by becoming a member of MediShare. So many people are looking for a healthcare solution right now, seeing the cost of COBRA plans, for instance. And MediShare is the affordable alternative to health insurance. The typical family saves $500 a month, but you might save even more. MediShare is a Christian community that shares each other's healthcare costs, and because of the current economic situation, they're making it easier than ever. Apply by July 31st, and you'll save an additional $170 on your first month. I'll give you the number here in a second, and if you call, you can get a price within 2 minutes. Just tell them the promo code SHARE to receive your additional savings. Maybe now is the time to make the switch, like more than 400,000 people already have, and start saving. Here it is. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says another coronavirus stimulus bill must be smart and should include real, targeted solutions.
We need to find the right sort of middle ground that is smart and safe, but also more sustainable.
Opening the Senate, McConnell says Republicans are putting together a stimulus bill that focuses on kids, jobs, and health care. The NFL is still working out ways to play football during the coronavirus pandemic. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has more on the story.
The NFL now considering canceling all preseason games for the upcoming season. Owners submitting a proposal to the Players Association as the two sides work to better outline safety guidelines during this pandemic. There is no word as to whether the players are going to accept that deal.
The NFL regular season is set to begin with the Super Bowl champion Kansas City Chiefs hosting the Houston Texans on September 10th. This is USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here are some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at YouMove.com, spelled YouMove.com.
Florida's largest teachers union is suing the state over reopening schools. With more on the story, here's USA Radio Network's John Hunt.
Florida's largest teachers union has sued Governor Ron DeSantis over his administration's push to fully reopen all public schools next month, even as the number of coronavirus cases in that state is spiking. The Florida Education Association accused DeSantis and other state officials of violating a state constitutional mandate to keep public schools safe and secure. The union asked a state court in Miami to halt the governor's reopening. This is USA Radio News.
Adding more to this story, Republican Congressman Matt Gaetz of Florida, though, tells Fox News he believes schools need to be open, and ultimately it should be up to parents to make the choice.
I think that when students go to school, we see rising instances of bad behavior from those students. We see lower nutrition rates. We also see instances rising in physical violence and sexual violence, and so it's very important to us in the state of Florida to get schools open. Now we have to do so safely. That means more sanitation stations. That means different bus routes. That means that if there are students who want to accept a digital path or a distance learning path, that we provide that to them, and then we use that as an opportunity to create more spacing in the classroom. The guiding principle in Florida and throughout the country should be parental empowerment and parental choice. If you've got students with autoimmune deficiencies, or if you've got households that are multi-generational, maybe you make a different choice.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.